אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
I'm Ruth Ratner. I've been a general practitioner on the lower north shore for a very long time now. And I listen to people, that's my job. And that's where my stories come from.
Were you born in Australia?
I was born in Chatswood, and my parents were born in Australia. So nothing in this story is my story. It's all other people's stories.
I just have to tell our listeners that you've written a book, Dance Me to the End of Love. First of all, let's talk about the name. Why Dance Me to the End of Love?
I think most of us know the Leonard Cohen song, Dance Me to the End of Love. And it's a most beautiful song. It sounds like a love song. But if you look into it, it's actually not quite what it seems to be. And I'd like to think that my story is, on many levels, not quite what it seems to be.
Can you please tell us more about it?
It's the story of the family of Holocaust survivors who've become exceptionally successful in Sydney. On one level, the games that the children have to play to keep the stories safe, not to explore where they don't want to go, and if they have hidden secrets, and so many do, not to hurt their parents by going there. On the other side, it's also a mystery about what happens when someone finally does emerge from that void that the parents won't talk about.
It is very interesting because, I mean, you're portraying a family, and we can find many people that we know, or, you know, typical to a Jewish community in Sydney, and the dynamics with the families and how people cope after the Holocaust, coming to a new country and starting from nothing and building themselves up. I think that is so interesting. Besides the story, because there's an incredible story in that book, but also giving us the characters, the story of the characters, it's really familiar. Did you know a family or families that you drew the story from?
I don't believe I know any one family. I know lots and lots of stories. It's more about the emotional things. Being a general practitioner in one place for nearly 40 years, I've watched families' dynamics, not just our Jewish families. I get told one thing by the parents, I get told another by the children, I get told another by the neighbours. People don't always hear what they're being told, and they certainly don't see the same thing. And that's what I'm trying to tell in the story, that the difficulty when your parents are talking about how they see you, the message they're giving you, and how the message, by the time it gets to the children, is something completely different.
We're talking to Dr. Ruth Ratner. Dr. Ruth Ratner just written a book. I mean, she published it a few months ago, Dance Me to the End of Love. Very interesting book that deals with Holocaust survivors, their story in Sydney. It's really not a Holocaust story, because people say not another Holocaust story, but it gives you like a picture of how the survivors came to the new country and how they continue living and having children and grandchildren and the dynamics in the family, with a very interesting plot. Can you give us a hint what is the plot about? Because I don't want to reveal too much.
The matriarch of the story is a widow, very wealthy widow. She commands the attention of her four adult children and their families every Friday night, the ritual that binds us to our ancestors. It binds us, as I said in the book, backwards, forwards and sideways to our tribe. And one day, on the balcony of her beautiful harbourside home, there is a stranger. And she's clearly got some very long-standing relationship with him from before. She doesn't introduce him properly. She doesn't tell anybody who he is. But she puts on all the best things she has, shows him all the best things. And then the mystery is who this man is and what's her relationship with him.
Dr. Utratna, what prompted you to write this story?
I think truly the story wrote itself. It began with the notion that being dead is a curious thing. And we know about death. The Jewish community knows only too well about all the dead people that there are and how we connect to them. There's death and there's other deaths. Some people like Leonardo da Vinci, he just, it doesn't really matter that he's dead, his work lives on. And then there's millions and millions of people who are meaningless to us. But our family, that's what counts. The people we're named after, the people we're linked all the way back.
Dr. Ratner, I know that you are very active in the Jewish community. You're also the brain behind the Friends of the Technion in Australia.
But that's one of the things I do in my spare time, yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, Technion is a wonderful institution. It is Israel's oldest institution, more than 100 years old. And if you think about it, to have a university in a country that didn't exist, who paid for that university? Who supported it? And it was, in fact, societies around the world, originally begun by Albert Einstein, that have supported the Technion all these years. And it is the driving force behind Israel's economic, engineering, IT. I can go on for a long time on why Technion is integral to Israel's survival.
We are talking to Dr. Ruth Ratner. Dr. Ratner has written a book, Dance Me to the End of Love, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Ratner, before I let you go, can you please tell us where we can get the book?
You can get the book from Berkelow's in Paddington, in Balgala, and from Gold's Bookshop in Bondi, or you can write to me at info@dancemebook.com.au, and I'll be more than happy to correspond with you or send a book.
Dr. Ruth Ratner, good luck with your book and with all your other endeavors. Thank you. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.